Another development in this, the year of the accountant, the Wall Street Journal reports that the pharmaceutical company Merck, specifically Medco, its pharmacy benefits program for health insurers, claimed revenue of $12.4 billion over the past 3 years that it never collected. On the other hand, Medco subtracted the same amount from its ledgers as expenses, so the company says the bottom line was unaffected. Reporter Barbara Martinez broke this story for the Journal, and she joins us. Now, first of all, Barbara Martinez, can you explain what these $12 billion in revenue were all about?
Yes. Most of us who have a prescription drug card go to a pharmacy with our prescription from our doctor. We give the pharmacist the prescription and a little card, and the pharmacist tells us to pay a copayment of either $10 or $15, depending on what drug we get. The bill then gets sent to either our employer or our health plan that pays the rest of it, but we've paid the $5, $10, or $15 to the pharmacist, which he puts in his cash register and keeps. That is his revenue. Well, Merck Medco actually counts that as revenue as well.
But then it says it paid that revenue out to the pharmacist.
Well, it takes that revenue out of its cost of sales, but it never pays the pharmacist. You and I pays the pharmacist this copayment. This money never goes through Merck Medco, never gets collected by Merck Medco, never gets billed by Merck Medco.
Well, is it legitimate for Merck Medco then to count that on their ledgers as revenue?
According to Merck Medco, that does adhere to GAAP.
GAAP, we should say, are the...
Generally accepted accounting principles. I will note, however, that two other large pharmacy benefit managers do not include the copayments as revenue.
Well, how would it be in the interests of a company, in this case Merck Medco, to claim arguable revenues and then later on subtract them as expenses if that doesn't result in any improvement of profitability?
That's exactly right. It does not affect net income at all. It does make their gross profit margins look smaller. So it makes it look like a larger company, which is good in some ways. It makes its profit margins look smaller, which is bad in some ways to investors. But you also have to think that these companies go out and sell their services to clients, health insurers, employers, who don't want to see a pharmacy benefit manager making tons of money off of their pharmacy claims.
This story comes to light through Merck's filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, and at a time when the company is trying to spin off Medco.
That's right. The company had to file what's called an S-1 with the Securities and Exchange Commission, which basically details Medco's business, and this was one of the items that had to be disclosed.
Different insurers that are running pharmacy benefit plans treat this money differently.
Yes.
So we can see there's a problem here. You couldn't look at two drug plans and understand how they're both doing in the same way because they're registering funds very differently.
Out of the four giant PBMs in this country, two count the copayments as revenue and two do not. It's apples to oranges.
Well, why isn't there a single rule to govern all of this for all similar companies?
That's what's so fascinating here. GAAP, generally accepted accounting principles, is subject to an enormous amount of interpretation and judgment. So you can have a list of guidelines that are interpreted different ways by different companies.
If we're to compare this with some of the other big accounting stories that are commanding attention today, WorldCom's problems, or Enron for that matter, this is not in that league from what you've described so far.
Not at all. Not in that league at all. I should say, as far as we know, there is absolutely no investigation occurring of this type of accounting treatment. As far as we know, the SEC has not raised any questions about Merck Medco's accounting treatment.
Ms. Martinez, thank you very much for talking with us.